Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom traveling. I got to find Code Devil. He is Batman. He is Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Friend of ours. Matt, again, appreciate you coming around today, man.
It's great to be in the studio with you, Crudy, as always.
Well, I want to turn our attention to the current president and his paperwork crimes, potential paperwork crimes. Now, I'm glad I didn't go overboard with the whole Mar-a-Lago thing. You know, Dom's ready to prosecute. Well, it gets harder and harder every day when the current president, when the guy on our team, my team, he's got his own little paperwork crimes issue, or at least, you know, misappropriated classified documents. Some are at the think tank, but the newest, Matt, they're at the house in Delaware in the freaking garage.
Some are in the garage. Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing for Joe Biden, and it does complicate and muddy the case against Trump against Mar-a-Lago. I know there's a lot of differences you can draw. Trump, hid them when it returned them, when archives was demanding them, when Justice Department was demanding them, and the Biden folks somehow discovered them and evidently voluntarily coughed them up. So there are distinctions to draw, but still, I'm totally in your camp on the big crime. The big crime is seditious conspiracy. The big crime is election tampering. The big crime is trying to overthrow our democracy. The big crime is the false electors. The big crime is galvanizing this crowd that wanted to hang the vice president. I mean, there is so much evidence that the January 6th committee sent over to the Justice Department that the Justice Department should quickly indict Donald Trump on that stuff. I've always cared more about the assault on our democracy than the question about what Trump was doing with these stolen documents down in Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I haven't cared a lot about them. It's not that I don't think Trump was committing crimes, because I think he was. I think he was obstructing. I think he was misleading. I think he had to finally be subpoenaed and search warranted before he provided, 325 different individual classified documents back. But we don't know how many documents Joe Biden has, and we can assume or presume, you know, better motive because he's our guy. But it looks really bad.
Yeah, the optics are terrible. But also, you know, getting Trump on the stolen documents, unless he was, you know, doing something really nefarious with them, like trying to sell them to the highest bidder or giving them to an enemy, it's like getting Al Capone on the taxes. I mean, let's get Al Capone on the murders. Let's get Trump on seditious conspiracy.
Well, and even the negligent way that we had seen it represented through the reporting, you know, Donald Trump's got him in an uncontrolled room at this resort Mar-a-Lago, and people could have just gone in the room and accessed classified documents. Well, I have a hard time arguing for the, you know, secure soundness of Joe Biden's garage. You leave the garage door open, some raccoons read that thing one night.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it raises questions about, again, is Joe the guy to run again? I mean, if he's got this going on, too. And I think that is going to resurface quickly. I mean, after the November elections, it looked like Biden, if he declares, is going to clear the Democratic field. I think with this, people are going to be thinking twice or three times about maybe they should jump in.
Matt, if I could, I'm going to introduce the headline at the top of the Washington Post Digital at this time. Garland appoints special counsel to probe Biden classified documents. Now, we've got some sound of the attorney general. Going to need your help here in a minute, Ebone. And if you've got opinion about this or any other topic, political or, you know, political adjacent, call us at 844-967-2789. Lull of this reporting, Perry Stein, Devlin Barrett, and Matt Visor at the Washington Post. Now, Matt, the SEB headline is Robert K. Herr is a former U.S. attorney from Maryland who served as a senior official in President Donald Trump's Justice Department.
I mean, he also clerked for William Rehnquist, so that gives you an idea of his ideological predisposition.
Well, hopefully the Foxy News sorts, the right-wing, you know, righty-whitey talk radio sorts cannot call this special counsel some sort of partisan there to give cover to Joe Biden. But anyways, let's get started. Attorney General Merrick Garland, citing what he called extraordinary circumstances, appointed a special counsel today to investigate the handling of classified documents found at a former office and the Delaware home of President Biden, ratcheting up legal stakes and potential political consequences of national security cases ensnaring both the current president and his predecessor. My guy is just as bad as your guy. I don't think that's entirely true, but at least the headlines are bad.
And that's what they're playing up on Foxy News, which for about an hour this morning.
And if you are the partisan press, as Fox News clearly is, hell, man, this is a victory for them today. Joe, this was an unforced error. Let me read on. The nation's top law enforcement official made the announcement Thursday, tapping Robert K. Herr, a former U.S. attorney in Maryland, who served as a senior Justice Department official during the Trump administration. Garland's decision could ultimately redefine the relationship between Biden and the Attorney General. He chose to run the Justice Department as an independent arm of the government. It also means that for some indefinite period of time, the two potential rivals for the White House in 2024 will each proceed towards that race under the shadow of criminal investigations.
That's why I think, you know, a lot of people across the country are saying, can't we get two better candidates than these two guys?
Speaking to reporters at the Justice Department headquarters, Garland provided new details on the timing and the progress of the Biden documents investigation, noting that on January 5th, the first prosecutor he'd assigned to the review the matter recommended that a special counsel take up the case. Herr will examine whether, and this is a quote, any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. We've got some of the sound. I'm better at calling for sound than reading alouding. So let's actually hear Merrick Garland's words. Need your help here, Ebone, if we could. Let's go with AG Merrick Garland on the Biden docs. Cut number 10, special counsel.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Now, if I was a Trumpster, I'd be pointing out, you can't prosecute the president, it's a sitting president. But anyways, we aren't there yet. More from AG Merrick Garland, cut number 11, confident.
I am confident that Mr. Herr will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
And I almost feel like I've heard some of the script before when Merrick Garland was addressing the paperwork issue and the appointment of a special counsel for Donald Trump, but be guided by facts and law. Cut 12.
This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters, and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law.
Well, I would hope, Matt, that that's what the Attorney General would say, rolling out a special counsel against a sitting president and making statements of these sorts. You better say that, right? At minimum.
Sounds like he had a cold, too, don't you think? I mean, he didn't sound very good there, Merrick Garland. I saw it live, and it looked like, wow, man, this guy's not doing well. But what has taken him so long when he says we're just going to consider the facts and the law here? What's taken him so long to get to Trump and that indictment? In my opinion, he didn't even need to appoint Jack Smith. He could have done it himself. I mean, this whole thing has just been so long and drawn out. You know, I'm not a big Merrick Garland fan, in case you had noticed.
Perhaps not for our sake, Matt, but AG Merrick Garland, cut number 13 here, Ebone, assures those that care a lot that the proper resources will be allocated. Cut 13.
I will ensure that Mr. Herr receives all the resources he needs to conduct his work.
Well, thank you. More from AG Merrick Garland. Cut 14, please.
The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department.
And this is just going to be a nightmare for Joe Biden. You know, you get a special prosecutor there with endless amount of resources, and he's just going to go to town.
And why did the attorney general feel he must get out in front of this so rapidly? Well, perhaps it's because they found more documents at the president's personal residence in Delaware in the garage.
I'm looking at a picture of the garage here at WashingtonPost.com and of the Biden Corvette.
Cut 15, please.
This morning, President Biden's personal counsel called Mr. Lausch and stated that an additional document bearing classification markings was identified at the president's personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
I mean, how sloppy is that? I'm sorry. I mean, this is just so frustrating to see this unforced error, as you called it. I mean, it's a huge unforced error. This is double faulting at game, set, match point.
For the love of God, Joe, don't have classified documents in the garage with your Corvette, dude. More from Merrick Garland. Cut number 16, please.
Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
More from A.G. Garland. Cut 17, please.
On January 5th, 2023, Mr. Lausch briefed me on the results of his initial investigation and advised me that further investigation by a special counsel was warranted.
And one more. Let's wrap up with A.G. Garland and the Biden docs. Additional docs in the garage. Cut 18.
On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch that additional documents bearing classification markings were identified in the garage of the president's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
You know, I've never been privy to classified documents, but if I were, I wouldn't take them home and read them, you know, and throw them in the garage.
And how did they discover them? You know, were Joe and Jill doing a garage cleanup and a sale on the sidewalk on Saturday morning, and they found these things?
Well, apparently they had legal counsel doing the rummage sale pre-clean for them. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, me and Batman, and you on the phones.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happier Happy Hour. Plenty of time for your calls right up in here. They're free at 844-967-2789. We're going to go to the lines. Make sure you say hi to my friend, Batman. He is Matt Rothschild. He's co-deviling with me from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, where he serves as executive director and super cool guy. Dana from Madison. Welcome, Dana. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, Mike.
Thanks, Dana.
Pleasure to talk with you as well. I've been listening to you, follow you for a long time. I do admire your work.
Oh, thanks, Dana.
Say, I heard a theory today on one of your earlier shows on your network today. And, what I heard was the papers for Joe Biden were found with funeral papers for his son, like they got mixed up in with those. And
I'm going to cut you off, my friend. No one from Joe Biden's office is trying to make these claims. So there might be plenty of Democratic supportive people that are saying, well, maybe it's this and maybe it's that. Well, if that were the case, Joe Biden and his crack team would be denying, denying, denying. I mean, that's the whole Trump game plan. They're not. They're acknowledging what they're calling earlier today a mistake of classified documents, not just at the think tank, but also at the private Delaware residence in the garage. So, Dana, nobody stuck them there. Joe Biden put them there.
But I think Dana was trying to say, you know, it's just a mix up of documents that were official documents with, you know, really personal stuff, including stuff relating to the funeral of his son. But still, it just tells me that it's just sloppy. It's so sloppy. How in this day and age, especially with everything that's been going down in Mar-a-Lago, are you still in possession of these documents? And how were these documents found? This is a real question in my mind. And I think it's going to be tricky for Biden, tricky for the Democrats to try to distinguish this from Mar-a-Lago, even though I totally get that there are differences, that the Justice Department and the archives were demanding it, and Trump was denying that he had them and stiff-arming him and maybe, you know, obstructing justice at the same time. It doesn't seem like the Biden folks have done that, but we don't have all the details right now. And for most people in this country, it's just like, Biden did it, Trump did it, they all did it. Can't prosecute Trump on this stuff. So it's going to be hard for Jack Smith to go after Trump on Mar-a-Lago, even though that seemed to be, before this happened, to be the easiest way to get a conviction. But I've always been of the mind that the real thing that Trump needs to be convicted of, if we are going to keep our democracy, is the stuff about seditious conspiracy and tampering Absolutely. With the elections.
Absolutely. President Joe Biden, our guy, clashed with Fox News correspondent Peter Doocy today at the White House after he said that a small number of classified documents had been found at Biden's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. The documents were reportedly found in the garage. Here's what Doocy said. Classified materials next to your Corvette? What were you thinking? That's actually a valid question. Rarely does Doocy ask a valid question. That is a valid question.
Well, how did Biden respond?
Biden responded, my Corvette's in a locked garage, so it's not like it's sitting on the street. Oof. Oh, so the material was in a locked garage, Doocy pressed. Yes, as well as my Corvette, Biden said.
Not great answers.
Biden said he was fully cooperating, cooperating fully with the Justice Department review after classified documents were found at his private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. Lawyers, and here's a quote, discovered a small number of documents with classified markings in a storage area and file cabinets in my home and my personal library, Biden said, adding, I take classified documents and classified material seriously, apparently so seriously, he takes them home and puts them next to his garage, or next to the Corvette in the garage. But it's a locked garage. Be reassured. It's locked all night long.
It's such a headache for Democrats. I mean, think, you know, put yourself right now in the shoes of the head of the Democratic National Committee. I mean, you're just saying we came off this election. We did so much better than we did before.
I haven't even seen Jamie Harrison in 2 years, man. Is there a DNC chair?
I don't know.
At least the last guy was active. Tom Perez at least would go around, do lefty radio and such. I haven't heard from the DNC in like, since before the midterms.
I mean, it's a huge headache for anyone in the Democratic Party. Ben Wickler in Wisconsin, who runs the Democratic Party, has done a great job. I can't believe he's enjoying this headline today.
844-967-2789. Hopefully you're enjoying the Devil's Advocates. Your call could be a part. Like David from Mequon. Welcome back, David. Happy New Year.
Hey, Steve. Really quickly, I guess my question is, it's been sitting around for 6 years, because that's when he was vice president. So who transported it, and how is it that nobody knew that this was missing for all these years? I don't understand that at all. That's what I don't understand.
Well, I think they're valid questions, David. Who transported it? I would assume it was the then Vice President Joe Biden taking documents home for review, for consideration, for whatever, but it's pretty damn loosey-goosey when you got them after you leave office.
And what is in their mind, either in Trump's mind or Biden's, you know? It's not like taking a few pens and paper clips and yellow legal pads home. I mean, what are they doing with
that? Oh, does that one say Devil Radio on it? I hadn't noticed they took a couple of notepads from the office.
I mean, I got a few office pens at home, I got to confess, but come on now.
Few that say the progressive, do you, Matt?
Progressive, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I mean, I got to unload those at some point.
Well, we'll unload the phones. We'll take more of your calls. 844-967-2789. And I would assume David's probably right. I mean, this isn't a recent thing. Joe Biden wouldn't have had access to these. This was pre-presidential run documents that he had at the House.
It's just a real head scratcher. You know, I just can't believe it.
And the timing? Horrible. I don't know if we said this on air, but the timing. He found out, apparently, the lawyers found out 3 days before the midterms.
Yeah, Fox is going to town on that.
I don't blame him for not going out and saying, hey, we found some classified documents at the VP's house like 3 days before the midterms. But it took like 3 months to find out. Couple. War Devils, come back.
The whole world gone crazy! Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules?
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday happier, happy hour, happy and happier all the time because the weekend's coming. But we ain't done yet. I got to find Co-Devil taking us all the way home. Just hang on and listen. He's Matt Rothschild. He's Batman from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And we're taking your calls all the way up to 6 o'clock Central at 844-967-2789. But be patient, man. I know I found one. You got one. Here's the headline that caught my attention. Unfair savage. Trump explodes over special counsel Jack Smith. Let's not forget the former president also under current criminal investigation for a number of issues. But Donald Trump raged against special counsel Jack Smith and President Joe Biden in a series of Thursday morning posts on his Truthy social website. The former president accused Smith, that's Trump, the former, a Department of Justice veteran who recently returned to the U.S. from Europe, where he had prosecuted cases for The Hague, of targeting him for political reasons after he was tapped by Attorney General Merrick Garland to oversee the Trump-related investigations after the former president entered the 2024 campaign. So here's what Trumpy's saying on the Truthy social. The special prosecutor assigned to the Get Trump case, Jack Smith, is a Trump-hating thug whose wife is a serial and open Trump hater, whose friends and other family members are even worse. And as a prosecutor in Europe, according to Rick Riddell, put a high government official in prison because he was a Trump-positive person. Trump posted, Smith is known as an unfair savage and is best friends with the craziest Trump haters, including Lisa Monaco, who runs Injustice. The Boxes scam is a hoax. Now, one of the investigations involving the FBI seizure of classified materials found at Trump's private residence that had been sought for return by the National Archives, which the ex-president has then demanded to be given back to him. First, didn't he claim they were planted? And then he wanted his documents back, Matt.
He likes to have it both ways.
So I'll stop doing the Trump voice because no one really, really likes that. But here's a little bit. For 7 years, this again, a Trump quote, though. For 7 years, from the day I came down the escalator in the Trump Tower, the Democrat Party has weaponized, all caps there, the
What's
legal
with the
system.
All caps, by the way? Why does he use those all the time?
You know, sort of for emphasis, because, you know, 3-4 exclamation points just don't always get it done. Weaponized the legal system using city, state, and federal law enforcement against me and the Republican Party as though they were a private protection agency, Trump complained. The greatest witch hunt in American history must end now. I beat the fake impeachments, the disgraceful Mueller prosecution, and much else that the fake news doesn't want to write or talk about. But this charade, all caps, must stop now! 3 exclamation points. He doubled up there, man. Now House Republicans are launching their own investigations into Trump-era probes, including the January 6th insurrection, but the former president called for all ongoing cases against him to be ended and Smith fired. I'll wrap it up with Trump's, you know, Truthy social missive. Fire a man who may very well turn out to be a criminal, Jack Smith. Why is he a criminal? You're the criminal.
A criminal and a thug. I mean, I wouldn't be calling the guy who's trying to investigate me a criminal or a thug.
The guy with the reputation as being a savage. That's the guy you want to call a criminal and a thug. His conflicts, unfairness, and mental state of derangement make him totally unfit for the job of, and here are the quotes, getting Trump. Go after Biden and the Biden crime family instead. Like Bill Barr, the U.S. attorneys in Delaware and Illinois are weak, ineffective, and afraid to do what must be done. The election, back to the election, was, all caps, rigged. And we are now losing our country. We can't let that happen. And then the obligatory, all caps, make America great again.
The guy is just, his narcissism just knows no end. And in the clinical psychology books coming out in the next edition under pathological narcissist, Donald Trump's face.
I think he's got to be feeling some pressure, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's happy about the Biden papers, but he can't be happy about Jack Smith and going after him for these January 6th crimes, which I'm hoping Jack Smith comes down with an indictment sometime in the next month. What is taking those guys so long, and how are they going to get a conviction before election time? I mean, they need to do something. If Trump's reelected...
Do it now!
Trump's reelected, he's going to pardon himself, for sure.
844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones and the patient Wisco Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt and Cootie. I'm not a fan of Merrick Garland either, Matt. I mean, he looks kind of weak, but he's kind of small. He should have been further into the Trump thing than he is. But that being said, this is a bad look for Biden, no matter how you... All you say is just a bad look. You're leaving classified documents for, 6 years at least? And in your Corvette and on and on. But it gives Trump something to talk about. And the real subject should be January 6th, the insurrection trying to overthrow the government. That's too bad. And I kind of hope, I think Biden's done a real good job, Cody and Matt, turning the country around. He's passed a lot of good bills, infrastructure, and soft infrastructure and other things. But I'm hoping somebody younger runs this next time.
Who do you like, Paul? Who would you like? Who would you like to see run?
I like the governor from Michigan a lot. I really do.
Big Gretchen Whitmer?
I think she's really I think she'd make a good candidate. So I think she should possibly be the first woman president, in fact, but that's just my opinion. And nice show today, gentlemen, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, I totally agree with Paul about this being a bad look for Biden. And I also agree on Garland. Why has it taken him 2 years? I mean, there's been evidence out here for a long time with the false electors, with just give me 11,780 votes. I mean, how much more do you really need?
Well, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, I believe her name, they've wrapped up that grand jury. There will be a hearing on January 24th, my understanding, Matt. And at that time, they will decide whether or not the investigatory grand jury findings will be made public. Now, that grand jury, like 26 members, by majority, my understanding is they want their findings to be made public. But I would wonder if there are criminal indictments being recommended in these findings, and we don't know yet. We will find out in a couple of weeks. But if they're recommending criminal indictments, will they also make public disclosure? Will that all be held back for trial?
And I suspect they will be recommending indictments and that there will be indictments coming. And George is going to, she's going to beat Merrick Garland to the punch here and Jack Smith to the punch here. But they both have punches to throw. And Jack Smith and Garland, they've got to get on the stick here and indict Trump for the crimes that he committed on January 6th and lead up to January 6th. But my hat's off to the Georgia prosecutors for convening that grand jury and finishing up with that grand jury. And I expect indictments to come down soon there.
Well, I suspect there are more guilty parties, at least alleged guilty parties, than Donald Trump. It could be Lindsey Graham, U.S. Senator. Could be Mark Meadows, the chief of staff. There are others that were involved in the pressure campaign against Georgia election officials. And Matt, we've talked about this, maybe not with you on recently, but Dom and I have talked a lot about the fact, there's hardly ever a Perry Mason style smoking gun. And Ebon, go look it up. The 11,780 votes, man.
I mean,
there is a smoking gun. We have all heard the tape, man. We know there is a smoking gun. There's criminality on the tape.
How much more do you need to get an indictment than that? Right out of the guy's mouth.
Well, so often, you know, when a prosecutor has to make a case, you know, they're moving incrementally, they're glacially, they're detail after detail, piling on the details until the full weight of every straw breaks the camel's back. But when you got something like this,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Which is one more than he would have needed. Thank you for your fine work, Ebone.
I mean, that is the smoking gun. I mean, this is the crime itself being confessed to by the criminal. And it really shouldn't take 2 years to get an indictment.
And the craziest thing is this tape that we're hearing happened like 48 hours before the January 6th insurrection, before the speech at the Ellipse. Let's not forget, this happened the weekend prior to the special elections in Georgia, the weekend prior to Donald Trump and the Ellipse and, you know, the people breaking in and crapping in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, such a disgraceful thing. It all happened prior, though. He made these calls. He was still trying to pressure election officials. And let's not forget, post-election, right here in the great state of Wisconsin, Robin Voss, has been being pressured by this man to decertify the outcome of the 2020 election in the state of Wisconsin. It's 2023 now. He's still getting phone calls from the guy.
Yeah, talk about a recurring nightmare for Robin Voss, who isn't a hero in this play anyway, because he appointed Gableman to run a circus here on the what happened in 2020. And Ron Johnson has culpability here in Wisconsin as well. And there needs to be accountability for Ron Johnson, too. But listen, the guy who's at the head of the chain, Donald Trump, needs to face the music on this seditious conspiracy. And if he faces the music in Georgia, that's great. He needs to face the music from the attorney general as well.
Well, I'd be just fine with the second round of federal charges, but I want to see the state charges in Georgia, because a future Republican president couldn't pardon away state charges in Georgia. And in fact, the Georgia Republican governor, Brian Kemp, couldn't pardon them away either. They don't have that right, not the governor. They'd have to change the law. But, you know, Republicans, they'd be more than willing to change the law if it came to pardoning their guy for the crime of insurrection.
But this
I just want to find.
That's fine. I mean, this should be an open and shut case. And so I can't wait for those indictments in Georgia. I can't wait for them coming out of the Justice Department. But make it happen soon. I'm dying here.
844-967-2789. We got callers. Let's get to them right now. No dying here. Jake from Eureka, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Devils? You know, Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia, he released that tape because in the rest of that tape, of course, Trump, you know, threatens him personally with the Justice Department. He wants to go sick the Justice Department of Raffensperger unless he finds the exact number of votes it would take to give Trump a victory.
You Georgia. Make a great point, Jake. It wasn't just that he wanted him to find the votes. It's that he threatened Raffensperger with criminal investigation and prosecution if he didn't go find the votes.
Exactly. Yeah, that phone conversation went on for like over an hour, and yeah, Trump was out of his mind with his abuse of power. That's the whole point here is Trump was a tyrant. Okay, that's the big difference between Trump and Biden. You know, we all know Trump took those documents, top secret classified documents, for nefarious purposes. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, we all know that. And here's the thing. Apparently, the big story of the day should have been that the special prosecutor on the January 6th case has intensified his subpoenas on Trump, including, you know, the whole aspect of where did all this money come for, you know, Trump's political activities there on January 6th for organizing the rally. So they look at this apparently as an organized crime, like a RICO prosecution. So if I were Donald Trump, I would shut the hell up right about now.
I don't think he has the good sense, Jake. Appreciate you calling. Trump doesn't have the good sense to shut the
He can't
bleep
control
up.
Himself. He just can't. He's helpless when he's on social media. But I do think that Jake's right, that the walls are closing in on Trump, and that's one of the reasons he's screaming in all caps and 3 exclamation points every time he gets on his Truth Network or whatever the hell he calls it.
All caps and three exclamation. I mean, I like to live my life in all caps and three exclamation points. Folks, we'll take your calls coming back on the other side. I tease. Hopefully I haven't lost you already. Join us. 844-967-2789. We won't yell at you, but I may shout at you in all caps, but only on the social medias at Devil Radio or at the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook. Come back right here on Civic Media, Devil's Advocates.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found s***.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Coming up on tomorrow's big show, I got the CEO of Civic Media, Sage Wild, my partner, joining me at 4:30. We're going to look forward to a big, big year in 2023. We're building out the Death Star, and we're going to turn this SOB on. Can't wait. New stations coming real soon. We'll talk about them tomorrow right here on the Devil's Advocates. But I got to find Co-Devil for at least one more segment till the end of the big Thursday edition. He is Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We appreciate you coming around, Matt. And we appreciate the callers joining us at 844-967-2789. We got some favorites coming up here in the queue. Hang on tight. Speed round. Rico from Rock County. What do you got for us, Rico?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just wanted to, this whole thing with the paperwork crime, we call it, you know, hey, this reminds me of that old story. We've all heard it, you know. The little kid goes down to Jones's Five and Dime, you know, and he takes the candy bar, and he gets away with it. That's an important point. Gets home, mom and dad, you know, hey, you need to go back down there, tell him you took that candy bar, and you pay Mr. Jones and apologize. Well, the flip side to that story always was about the other kid. See, the other kid goes down there, backs up the truck, takes everything in the damn store, then gets home, talks to his old man, and the old man says, did anybody see you? Did you get away with it? Yeah, good job, killer. That's the flip side to that story.
So, Rico, I appreciate you casting the story. Who are the characters in the story, just so I understand? Who's driven the truck up to the landfill here and loaded up?
Oh, that'd be Mr. Donald, Donnie himself, you know, and he's driving the truck. So
you're suggesting that Joe Biden got caught with a pack of gum down at the Five and Dime, got slapped on the wrist, and is down there apologizing, saying, how much do I owe you for the gum? And the difference is Donald Trump and his buddies got a whole truckload of beer out the back door, and he ain't coming back, not unless you catch him at the state line. Something like that?
Yeah. And we all know where it goes. It's the system, man. We all know it. He'd commit the crime. Okay, we'll collect the evidence. We're going to make it to trial. And by the way, we all want to see it on television, too. And when we get that far, they're going to make a decision. Now, I don't know about you guys. There's going to be Vegas odds on this stuff, right? So my money is on Mr. Biden and his lawyers, as opposed to middle Donnie down here with what he's got left representing him. And I'll tell you what, that's where my money's going to be on.
Well, appreciate the call, Rico. Should we be having a horse race on which former or current president gets indicted first on paperwork crimes?
I don't know. I like the analogy.
I got 3-2 on Trump.
But, the candy bar, it's not like he returned it the day after. It's getting kind of stale 6 years later.
Beyond the expiration date.
Yes.
You know, if this was, 2016, 17, and Joe Biden was saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe I left the place. I got some work documents at the house. I got to return these documents. In 2017, you know, perhaps the year after the Biden administration, you know, when he was the VP under Obama, but we already had a full 4 years of Trump, 2 years of Biden. So that's 6 years and counting.
I just, you know, when did it cross his mind that, you know, maybe we should go through that box in the garage?
I don't know. 844-967-2789. So much for the speed round. Dick from Madison. Welcome, fellow. What do you got for us?
Well, obviously, one of the talking heads say the optics of this don't look good. And here's what I especially don't like about it, personally, is, correct me if I'm wrong, once Jack Smith gets done with all of this, let's say he's the pit bull that he is, and he wants to bring heavy charges on Trump, doesn't Merrick Garland have to sign off on it?
Correct. Finally? Ultimately, it's still the Attorney General's ultimate decision whether or not he follows the recommendation of the special counsel.
And what I'm saying, guys, is I'm sorry. Biden's thing might have been an unforced error at best, but what I think Merrick Garland will do is just roll over and say, no, I'm not going to do this because, you know, now that this happened, he won't say that publicly, but it'll look.
So you think both men are going to escape prosecution because Merrick Garland doesn't want to be perceived as political, Dick?
Yep.
But Dick, you know, it's possible that Jack Smith and Merrick Garland are not going to go after him for Mar-a-Lago, but I got to believe they're going to go after him for January 6th.
Yeah, I appreciate your call, Dick. I cannot imagine. I'm going to move to Canada if, like, 3 years from now, Trump's not sitting in a federal pen somewhere, or at least in a Fulton County jail.
Save that tape.
For his, you know, attacks against democracy, yeah. Man.
I mean, he's got to be held accountable. And I agree with you all along. Mar-a-Lago's not the big thing.
The big thing's
January 6th.
Here's what I'll say to you, Trumpsters. I am willing to look past all the small criminalities. It's the big ones I don't want to forgive. And I don't care if it's Trump or Biden, although it's very galling to me. You know, again, I want to hold my politicians beyond reproach. But we're all human. We're all human. And we all make mistakes. And at least Joe Biden has, to date, my understanding, the reporting thereof, he's acknowledged the mistake. Does he change? Does it make it better? Is there a political price to pay? We'll see.
And I've got Republican friends, and Republican friends don't like what happened on January 6th either, a lot of them.
844-967-2789. You're not talking about Ron Johnson or Bob Spindel. They must not be your buddies.
No, nor Gableman. But, you know, your average Republican voter, a lot of those people didn't like the storming of the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, most of them would be down for legalized recreational marijuana, too, and there's no path to legalization, Republicans tell us. At least Robin Voss does. Pete's Box, how you doing, fella? Last word of the day.
Yeah, well, you know, with all these witch hunts, it just leads me to one conclusion. There's a lot of goddamn witches in America. And no, I don't think they're going to be prosecuted because I'm pretty sure there's vampires and werewolves there now, too. What do you think?
Well, you're starting to sound like Herschel Walker a little bit there. I think Herschel was team vampire, or was it?
He was talking about vampires. But look, I mean, this is just, it's not a good day for Joe Biden. And the Trump folks can crow about it all they want on Fox News, but Trump's day is coming.
No, I think it will. I think it will. Matt, today was your day, man. I appreciate you helping me make it a little more palatable for the audience. Hell, I think it was a swell broadcast. What do you think?
Well, I always have fun coming on, and you're doing a great job here, and Civic Media is doing a great job, so it's an honor to be with you.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk with the CEO of Civic Media, and I'm going to try to work at least one of our legal eagles into the mix. But today it was Matt Rothschild, Co Devlin from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Look them up. Help them out. That's a great organization. Appreciate when you do so. Don't forget, Raised in the Wisco with Joel Clayfish, recording live, going live on WAUK at 7 o'clock. Native Roots Radio in the meantime. And don't forget, we got the $1 million advertising giveaway. Starts January 26th. Get your small business ready to get some free advertising. Thanks for listening, Devil's Advocates. We do it for your listening pleasure.
Who's bad?
We choose both.
Yeah, probably.